Good afternoon and welcome to our Wednesday, November 13, 2024 meeting of the LAFCO Commission. And with that, I'd like to ask for a roll call.
Let the record reflect, Commissioners Magsig, Mendez, and Parra will not be in attendance this afternoon. Commissioner Robertson.
Here.
Commissioner Yep.
Here.
Chair Pro Tem Santoyo.
Here. Thank you. All right. So let's do the flag salute. And
yes, sir.
I would like
to. Everybody, please stand and salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right. I guess this is a spot for basically comments from the public. If anybody would like to come up and make comments on items that are not on the agenda, this is your time to do so. All right, since I don't see the rush coming, or do I see movement? All right, okay, if you can state your name before you start.
Timothy Henry, with the Norses Fire District Fire Chief. And just glad to be here to introduce myself because it might not be most of my time. I've been with fire for 6 years. I'm up in the fire district. The Ashland Project, the Gates Project, is within our district. Just tracking that, I thought I'd give a chance to get a good relationship with some of the folks. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Clerk?
Item number four is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Anybody? Doesn't look like it. All right, good. So we'll move forward. Item number five.
Item number five is approved consent agenda items 5A and 5B, 5A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of September 11th, 2024, and 5B, the 2025 LAFCO hearing and office calendar.
Okay. Is there any consent agenda items commissioners would like to remove?
Yep.
All right.
If to move for approval?
All right.
Second that?
All right. So let's...
First of all, can I vote on that? Because I wasn't here at the last meeting. Is it okay to vote on the minutes, to vote yes on the minutes of the last meeting if you didn't actually attend?
I don't think so. I think you have to be present.
So before we vote, I should open it up to the public for anyone wanting to address any of these consent agenda. Doesn't look like it, so we can go ahead and vote.
Can I take an item off so that I can vote on the other ones? Can I take item A off of the consent agenda? So
I'm just curious on the ruling on why minutes are that. Because if you're not there, you can still approve somebody's minutes from prior meeting. You're just approving the fact that you're not approving your vote on the minutes. You're just approving the minutes from a previous meeting. It's more ceremonial as opposed to, you know, I voted no, so I'm going to confirm my vote kind of thing.
I'm just checking LAFCO's policies and procedures, which would govern.
It's also a consent calendar item, so it's really non-controversial, so that's why I would say that it should be allowed.
I would say the minutes... you really can't speak to the accuracy of the minutes if you weren't there, which is really the action here.
Okay.
So I think that would be.
So if I take that item off and then I abstain from that, they can still vote it in, right, with the quorum?
Well,
with
we won't have a quorum for that, so that the minutes would have to be adopted at the next meeting.
We could always take the.
We could table that item off.
Correct.
The consent calendar.
Sure.
We're not really voting on that, and then just vote on what's left remaining, which is 5B.
Sure.
And then we can have, and then we have to vote 3-0 in that because it has to be a majority of the members total, which is 3. So we have to have 3. If it was 2-1, it wouldn't be approved because we talked about that earlier.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So table item 5A.
I'm good with that.
But you don't get a vote. We just he has to table it, and then we approve it, right?
And vote to table.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. So we're all good with what we just said, okay, right?
Table 5A, and we're going to I make a motion to approve 5B.
Second.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and table 5A, and so we'll now take a vote on 5B. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
5-3-0. We're good.
3-0 works.
Excellent, guys. All right. Let's see. Let's go into item. I guess we're into 6. So can you give us the item 6?
Item number 6 is professional services agreement by and between the County of Fresno and the Fresno Local Agency Formation Commission.
Okay. So there's a staff report.
I'll take this one, Chair, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good afternoon. This item before you is the agreement between the county and LAFCO. They provide services for us, mostly internet technology, network security. We also work with them on our medical coverage, and we also have a close relationship with their staff to help us for like election, voter materials, property owner materials. So an agreement between the county and LAFCO is mutually beneficial to ensure that we're able to provide efficient and effective and accurate services. No really big changes for this agreement. The only item worth going over is that originally the agreement was good for 3 years and then had 2 automatic 12-month renewal periods for that. We have changed that to basically have consecutive 12-month automatic renewals unless either party wants to terminate the agreement, giving 6 months notice. Essentially, this makes the agreement in perpetuity. That way, we don't have to come back every 3 to 5 years. Unless there are some issues, then we can circle back with the language the legal teams had provided so we can work that out. But essentially, as long as everybody's happy, we can just keep the boat sailing. If there are any questions, I'm sure Jesse and I can work through those, and we'll be happy to answer them.
Any questions by the commission?
Yep.
And I had a brief discussion, Brian, on this, and the key question I was asking was if this makes sense if for the sake of efficiency and numerous other things to keep it this way, unless there was a different option that improved things. But based on what Brian was telling me, which made sense, is that this is probably the most efficient way of doing these services. So I wanted to note that we had a discussion regarding that. All right. So are there any questions, comments by the public on this matter? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All right. With that, we'll go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So it's passed. We move into item 7.
Item number 7 is Ashlyn Hayes, numbers 2, 3, and 4, reorganization election results.
Is that you, Brian?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving special music coming in.
All right, I'll take this item as well. So I just wanted to check in with the commission. Currently, I guess technically on November 5th, 2024, registered voters within the proposed annexation area had the opportunity to submit their vote to determine if the annexation approval would be upheld or terminated. Next slide, please. The election results they're not official just yet. But these are the latest numbers that we have for this. go ahead and go to the next one as well. Just to go over the next steps, essentially where we're at right now is we are waiting for the official results from the elections official. Once we have that, per the conducting authority proceeding requirements, we would have 30 days if the annexation passes to issue a notice of completion. If it does not pass, to issue a notice of termination. And it's our understanding that that is all a part of the conducting authority proceedings process. So there would not need to be any follow-up or motion from the commission or action taken to finalize that. That kind of just all happens automatically based on where the numbers fall. So we really just brought this to keep you guys updated with what we have and introduce if there's any discussion or any questions that you or the public may have, just to kind of be as transparent as we can and make sure everybody has a chance to have their voice heard and keep everybody up to date.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Does commissioners have any questions for Brian on this matter? I'll open it to the public for any comments or questions. Okay, seeing none, I guess we'll just file it and move forward. All right, and that brings us to the executive officer comments. That's you, Brian.
All right, I'll go and take this one as well. Try to be brief with these. As of now, we don't have any items scheduled for December, so we'll likely take a break for that and be back in January. Your September financials are in front of you. If anybody has any questions, either now or in the future with those, you know, I'm available for questions. We did have several more extension of services have come through. They were all from Fresno. Some of them water and sewer, some of them sewer, some of them water only. The majority of them are all single family residential connections, with the exception being OS 24-13, which is sewer service for Horizon Mobile Home Park, and OS 24-15, which is water only for Lone Star Elementary. I have details for these available. If anybody has questions, I can dive into them, but essentially just getting guys a report that we had those come through and a little bit of additional revenue and some more connections out there that make it easier for annexations in the future. Our condition goes with it that, you know, the property owner cannot protest any future annexation requests. So the more of these we have, if we have an annexation process in the future, we can jump those on board and take away a little bit more of those chunks at a time. And that's all I have.
That's it. Any questions by the commissioners? Okay, seeing none, we'll keep moving forward. And that would take us to the comments by the commission. So,
nice to be here. Haven't been here in a long time. Don't know if I'll be back anytime soon, but always interesting to come to a LAFCO meeting. Thanks, everybody, for their hospitality.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Scott.
Other than we attended the LAFCO conference, I thought it was very enlightening. It was fun at the Tenaya Lodge and had a great time and looking forward to the next one.
Talking about, where is the next one?
The next annual conference is going to be in San Diego. So that's a big one. So heads up for the budget on that one. I got to run some numbers to figure out if it's going to be better to fly or what the mileage looks like to drive. So we'll see.
I think we should take the alternate with us to San Diego.
I think
Diego.
So, too. The alternate's definitely going to be need to be there.
Needs to be ready, willing, and able to go. So I think
in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Never know.
Nice. <Yeah. laughs> All right. Okay. If there's no more comments, then really that puts us at adjournment. So go ahead, come to the front and state your name. Oh.
I'm Tom Cheney. I was here at the September meeting, so you got me listed on here as an alternate. So if you need to vote on that.
Okay, that would be a question for our legal counsel.
I suppose we could.
I'm new to this, so I'm just asking a question.
Sure.
He's the at-large.
I believe Jesse is, Tom is our public alternate, so would he only be able to vote in lieu of Mario?
Yeah, Mario. Yeah.
Right.
No, it's a good question, though, because it makes sense. But Mario was the linchpin because we had the issue with the supervisors and the at-large in the past with Larry Fortune. They couldn't get him off. And so Mario was the compromise. And so
The compromise? That doesn't sound good.
No, because you vote Larry Fortune off, right? Since you couldn't vote him off, they were deadlocked 2-2. So he stayed on because they couldn't vote him off. So that Mario was a compromise. So when Larry left to run for supervisor, Mario came on, and that's why Mario stayed. And that's why there's never been an issue with, because Mario gets along with both sides. Mm. And so
until today,
his spot is the alternate, and that's Tom. That makes sense.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the history. All right.
But Larry Fortune is.
You have an alternate out there too.
Yeah. No, I knew I had an alternate.
Good stuff.
I wouldn't say doppelganger, but you have an alternate.
He's going to San Diego too, right? If I go, he gets to go.
Well, can he go in my place? Something to think about, right? Because I can't.
We'll bring that up with Nathan and the budget. Nathan's budget guy.
Just don't have time, guys.
Take a look at the budget.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so with that, did I get a motion? We didn't. Not yet, huh?
Seconded.
Although I see legal. Nope. Okay. I thought you were signaling. Okay, so we have a motion for adjournment?
Motion.
Seconded.
And second? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned.